Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No bill's gonna kill my head. I gotta back his love you.
The doctor is in.
Each week we start Monday with Advanced Medicine Monday. The doctor is in. His name, Dr. Rashid Batar. A great friend and one of the most innovative physicians doing great work out there. Dr. Batar, welcome back. And for the first time, welcome out to the world via GCN here as we co-brand it with Natural News. This is exciting.
Hey, Robert. Good to be here. And I don't know what that means. We're on live radio, but I don't know what the implications are. So,
well, it means that we'll likely be talking to a lot of new folks, and I want to welcome everybody to the Robert Scott Bell Show second hour here. Dr. Batar and I always kick it off together every Monday. We call it Advanced Medicine Monday because, indeed, what Dr. Batar has done and is teaching is advanced medicine, and it is integrative, it is holistic, it is natural, we detoxify. And, of course, the stories that we've told over the years together and that you've told are available through medicalrewind.com. I'll say that right out of the gate. But as we continue here to help others, we're not limiting it just to help doctors. We want to help the people that need the most help.
Absolutely. And the recurring theme, Robert, even at the Advanced Medicine Seminar that we just finished in Cancun, once again came back to the power to heal is yours. That whole philosophy and how it encompassed everybody there and how it was the theme behind the entire 5 days of seminar. It's just incredible. And I think that hopefully people will start to understand that that power is theirs as we talk with this new audience, and I encourage them to pass the word on to everybody else because the power to heal is truly each and every individual's.
Yeah, exactly. And what you've done also with, and for those of you who are new, don't know about Dr. Batar, he's written an international best-selling book called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and in the show notes you'll see links to it as well. And this is a book that, you know, when people ask me, well, what do I read? Where do I start? I always say, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. How many times do I have to say it? Well, you heard it for the first time, some of you today, and we have the links up because it really is. The stories that are told, much less what is revealed in terms of the mechanisms and methods to get well and stay well, are quite extraordinary. But this is, again, bringing that book, in a sense, to life here as we do on Advanced Medicine Monday each week.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, Robert. I think that a lot of people will find benefit to that. And actually, that brings up this new story that just came out that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is huge news, and you were bringing it to my attention. JAMA has recently published some things that I'm just scratching my head, and I say, man, this has got to be evidence that consciousness is shifting.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I thought when I saw it, because for JAMA to publish something like that is basically unprecedented. So I totally agree with you. It's the first thought that entered my head.
Yeah.
Universal consciousness is definitely expanding.
In the last couple of weeks, we talked about a JAMA publication on cancer. They admit that they didn't know what cancer was. So
yeah.
Stunning stuff. Stunning. Now, this one's titled Controversial NIH Chelation Trial Published in JAMA. Give us the backstory, Dr. Batar.
Well, it's something that I'm intimately involved with and aware of. I was actually one of the first 10 or 12 TAC trial investigators to be approved years ago, back in 2007, I believe it was, and we started the trial in 2008. But what's interesting is that the results came in clearly conclusive that certain patient populations, subpopulations, improved, specifically diabetics that had already had myocardial events as well as patients that had anterior MIs clearly showed a benefit. And despite this benefit that these two subpopulations experienced, The official JAMA response was that these results provide evidence to guide further research but are not sufficient to support the routine use of chelation therapy for treatment for patients who had MI. It was a Dr. Steve Nissen that really land-blasted JAMA for putting this study out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting that JAMA's response to the criticism was very interesting. It said, the exact quote was, reports of rigorous investigations should not be censored because of pre-existing ideological positions. That's what JAMA's statement was. So I totally agree with that. I'm not sure why they're maybe 30 years behind the time saying it, but, you know, credit is due to them because they did make that statement. But regardless, this Dr. Steve Nissen truly land-blasted them and criticized the study up and down and all the way around. But most of his criticisms, in fact, all of his criticisms were without any basis whatsoever.
So this Dr. Nissen was basically arguing like a religious ideology about you can't write anything positive about chelation therapy because it's been fully discredited. I mean, these are the claims when we talk about the controversies of vaccines and other options instead of antibiotics. Very often you find a religious terminology or phraseology defending the establishment allopathic pharmaceutical status quo rather than embracing, as you said, a well-designed trial that showed absolute benefit in these cases.
Right. That's exactly right. In fact, Nissen is quoted as saying, the TACT trial represents a situation in which many important limitations in the design and execution of a clinical trial compromise the reliability of the study and render the results difficult to interpret. Unfortunately, the efforts of these investigators fell short of the minimum level of quality necessary to adequately answer the question they sought to investigate. This is what Nissen said, and that is absolutely ludicrous. In fact, one of the TACT trial investigators, and by the way, TACT trial, TACT stands for Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy, and there was an NIH-funded trial. But what was interesting is Dr. Daniel Mark, who was one of the TACT investigators, responded to Dr. Nissen's comments in CardioBrief, which is a one-stop source for cardiology news, and they have various links to the studies that have been released in the cardiology sector. And his response was extremely powerful, in fact, to the point that, Robert, I think it warrants that we read it verbatim.
Sure.
Dr. Mark made this comment. In his editorial, Dr. Nissen asserts that the, quote, logical explanation for greater withdrawals in the placebo group is that patients were unblinded, which basically means that Dr. Nissen was making the statement that the patients knew that they were on the placebo versus the real thing because this was a double-blind study. A double-blind study means neither the doctors or the patients in the study know which one is on the placebo and which one is on the actual experimental component or the component that's being assessed in the study. So Dr. Nissen asserts that the, quote, logical explanation for the greater withdrawals in the placebo group is that patients were unblinded. He further implies that the CAM sites were more likely to be responsible for such unmasking, CAM meaning complementary and alternative medicine. His editorial is written from the perspective of someone who is absolutely sure that the trial results are wrong and his mission is to identify where the flaws originate. Unfortunately, this perspective has blinded him to a more nuanced consideration of the extensive evidence presented in the paper and the appendices. There is absolutely no indication in the data that placebo patients knew that they were not getting the active therapy. There is no indication in the data that CAM sites were unmasking their patients, as Dr. Nissen applies. The AHJ 2012 TACT design paper describes the extensive lens to which the TACT leadership went to ensure that unblinding of patients and investigators would not occur. It's very important, Robert, that in a double-blind study that neither the doctors nor the patients that are participating know which group is on the experimental and which group is in the placebo group.
Right.
So that's an important point. So he goes in and clearly states that Nissen is making a conjecture that is not based on any facts whatsoever. He further goes on to say that, most importantly, the differential loss of placebo patients would most likely introduce a conservative bias in our results. In other words, if these placebo patients had stayed in the trial and had events, the difference in favor of EDTA might have even been stronger than it actually was. In other words, the group that he's accusing of being unblinded in the CAM group, in actuality, it was the other way around. So that if what Nissen said was true, it would have been even stronger on the basis that the EDTA responding group would have been even stronger because the doctors in the conventional realm, their group actually responded better than the CAM doctors group.
Right, and that would be the group, if it was unblinded, you would expect to do much, much worse. Rather than having a better outcome. So
exactly. Yeah. Sensitivity analysis in the appendix show that that this is a table number 8 that he references in the study, show that the results are robust under a wide variety of reasonable assumptions about the outcomes of the withdrawals. The idea that CAM sites were somehow able to tip the results of TAC to favor the EDTA arm is at odds with the data in figure 3 of the paper, which shows clearly that the effect size for EDTA therapy was actually larger in the non-CAM sites with a HR of 0.72 than the CAM sites, which is an HR of 0.89. So basically, Dr. Nissen has made assertions that are not empirically supported by anything in the data. The, quote, logic he sees is the logic of his own beliefs, and the most likely effect of the biases he asserts would actually strengthen, not weaken, the results of the study. So I thought that this response was really a strong response by Dr. Daniel Mark regarding Nissen's criticisms of a study that was very well designed.
Well, this Nissen guy, he is an assertion, I think, based on what his assertions were. Anyway, I mean, but this is more evidence of, as we said, consciousness shift. It's really stunning to have the JAMA Journal publish, you know, something a couple of weeks ago that says we were wrong on cancer and that cancer interventions are actually harming more than helping. And now here they're having to acknowledge that there is clinical efficacy to the use of chelation therapy, although they aren't going at it the way fully I would embrace totally, like dealing with those that are extremely metal toxic to remove them. I mean, I think that was the initiation, oh, I don't know, 60, 70 years ago, how long ago, when they started this, dealing with metal exposures, and then they found the benefit to the cardiovascular system that was inadvertent. Then it was attacked because there was this emerging field of cardiovascular surgery.
I think what points that you've just brought up, these two points you just brought up, are critical to the understanding of the history of chelation and also as to the political aspect behind it. The interesting thing with this study was that the diabetic patient population and patient population that had suffered anterior myocardial infarctions both clearly had an improvement with outcome after this study. In those two patient population groups, they clearly benefited from the chelation. Now, when you brought up the mercury issue and the metal issue, the heavy metal issue, what's interesting is in the New England Journal of Medicine as well as the American Journal of Cardiology, both journals have published studies showing direct correlation with idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy as well as myocardial infarction and the level of mercury in the systems. In the idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy group that was published in the American Journal of Cardiology, they found 22,000 times the safe level of mercury and 12,000 times the safe level of antimony within the myocardium on biopsy compared to any other site in the body.
Stunning. Well, what does this mean? This means mercury causes heart attacks. And we're going to come back and talk about that. Well, it contributes. We're going to talk about that more with Dr. Rashid Batari. Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Major breaking news here on Advanced Medicine Monday of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And once again, if you haven't listened to us chatting each week and you're new to it, you can always go to medicalrewind.com. You've got literally a couple hundred hours of things. You will never be bored by the things that we do together. And Dr. Bitar, you were one of the TAC physicians approved for this when they were analyzing the data. And stunning, again, JAMA published this, positive response to the use of chelation therapy in certain cases, diabetes, cardiovascular issues. And as you mentioned, the metal issue, I said cause, but you said contribute. I know that could be argued either way, but seriously, that the metal...
Well, I'm just trying to be politically correct, and you know how rare that is for me.
I know, it's great. You called me on a political correctness. What's that all about?
The thing is that the New England Journal of Medicine, their study was very clear. It showed a direct correlation between myocardial infarctions and the toenail clipping levels of mercury with an inverse correlation to docosahexaenoic acid, the DHA in fish oils. And it was a very, very interesting study because it was clear that the higher the toenail clipping levels of mercury, the more the chances of MI. So this was published back in 2002, I believe, or maybe it was 2003. But this is information that's already in the mainstream journals. New England Journal of Medicine, American Journal of Cardiology, JAMA. These are the top three journals, medical journals, New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, the top two, and then American Journal of Cardiology is clearly the top one in cardiology, in the field of cardiology. So the point is, now you've got major, major publications that have covered a controversial treatment that has withstood this test of time, that people have paid out of their own pockets, that insurance has not reimbursed for over 75 years, and yet, Robert, it still comes to this. These are the exact words. These results provide evidence to guide further research, but are not sufficient to support the routine use of chelation therapy for the treatment of patients who had an MI. Yet, you can give them drugs that have only been on the market for, 6 months and research and this and that, and then they have to kill thousands of people before they pull them off the market.
Yeah, that is a significant point, because what you've said, and even in the opening today with covering this journal article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, is that the argument against it by that doctor was literally defending an established orthodoxy, a consensus that may not even be rooted in science. And unfortunately, much of modern medical practice is not really rooted in science as the way the illusion of science is. And I think that's a distinction that needs to be made. And kudos to the JAMA Journal for standing up for it, although I said we would go much further.
Well, the point is that Nissen's comments may have been grounded in this bias and this ideology. It's not maybe in his particular case. It truly is, because anybody who has experienced chelation that has taken the treatments themselves, and especially the doctors that have been doing it, sometimes the doctors that are performing chelation have done it against all odds, have been persecuted, and they're still doing it. The reason is very simple. It's because it works. It helps people. It saves lives. And it's clearly withstood the test of time. My dad said a long time ago, Robert, no matter what you do with the truth, no matter how violent you oppose the truth will always sustain itself. It may take weeks, it may take months, it may take years or decades or even centuries before the truth is widely accepted, but truth will always sustain itself. And chelation is, in fact, the basis of my new book, which, Robert, you don't even know is coming out soon, mm-hmm. called Suppression of a Medical Miracle.
Yeah, well, we're excited about that, absolutely. This is something that will be the pieces we've discussed it on the air before that the publishers wouldn't let you publish before. So that just to tell you how intense this is going to be. And by the way, those of you who want to learn more about Dr. Bittar, you can always go to drbittar.com. We have links up in the show notes to all of those places, so you can check it out online at robertscottbell.com. You know, it's all new for us today, back out on the radio airwaves after streaming exclusively through naturalnewsradio.com, which is still available there, but also through gcnlive.com and all of our affiliates around the country. And there's a lot. I'm excited that if there are folks out there that haven't been listening, that they get to meet you now. They're just going to be overwhelmed with the good information.
Well, I'm hoping that we can meet them too, Robert, at the next mm-hmm. Advanced Medicine Seminar.
Yeah, that's right. From time to time, we've done these Advanced Medicine Seminars out and about. And there's actually information if you would like to host an event that Dr. Bittar will attend, and I would likely come in. Even sometimes Ty Bollinger, who we'll introduce on Wednesday, is invited. And it's an extraordinary event and takes place over a Saturday, Friday and a Saturday typically. But there's information on how to plug into that, as well as the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Also, another thing I want to let everybody know before we go to our next break here, Dr. Bittar, that is the facts on toxicity. There are videos, free downloadable videos for facts on toxicity about a lot of these things that certainly they're discussed in the book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. But I know a lot of folks love to visually see this. And so those are available for free online. Dr. Bittar, just want to confirm?
Yes, absolutely. At factsontoxicity.com.
Factsontoxicity.com. We have those linked up as well. Check it out, everybody new to the program. You've got so much. You're like in a homeopathic, organic, natural healing candy store, and everything here is good for you. So stand by. More with Dr. Rasha Bittar after the break. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where does science meet natural healing? Well, right here on Advanced Medicine Monday. Each week we kick it off with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Remember, he's the author of the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and we have those links directly up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Bittar, stunning stuff. Last couple of weeks, we've been covering a lot of things, and even in the journals that oftentimes will point out conflicts of interest and bad science that they'll sometimes publish. But now something is happening. Something is changing. This study about chelation. Another study here that kind of fits in with this. Here it's titled, How Oxidative Stress and Mitochondrial Damage Relate to Neurodegenerative Diseases. That's pretty much a mouthful, but I think it basically supports what we were just talking about.
Well, exactly, Robert. This is something important, and I'm glad you brought this up. According to the World Health Organization, the WHO, mm-hmm. in 1998 and again in 1999, they verified that the two most significant causes of death in the industrialized world are, one, cancer, two, heart disease. It used to be that heart disease was the number one, then cancer took over. But what's interesting, Robert, is that 80% of causes of death in the industrialized world are represented by those two conditions. So if you take a moment and sit back and just think about this for a second, if you take all homicide, all suicide, all natural disasters, all wars, you know, all the earthquakes and tsunamis and everything that we hear about, all other disease processes, put them all together, 8 out of 10 people will be dying of cancer and heart disease. That's unbelievable. And this was reconfirmed in 1999. Now, the third cause of death in the industrialized world, we'll set it aside for a second, but the fourth one is neurodegenerative disease. And if you look at neurodegenerative disease and add it to the cancer and the heart disease, that represents 92% of causes of all death on the planet. The mechanism of action of that death, even though three different types of causes of death, cancer, heart disease, and neurodegenerative disease, is exactly the same, oxidative stress. And in fact, the factsontoxicity.com website that you just talked about explains how oxidative stress leads to all these chronic diseases and some of the acute diseases, but certainly the heart disease, the cancer, and the neurodegenerative disease, the 92% of causes of all death, all coming back to oxidative stress. What causes oxidative stress? It's a natural process. It's a rusting process. It's what's happening to an apple or a banana when you peel it. You start seeing it turn brown. It's happening to our bodies all the time. But there are certain things that are accelerating the oxidative stress. One of those things is heavy metals. Another one is the persistent organic pollutants, et cetera, et cetera. And the seven toxicities in the book, as well as the facts on toxicity, detail what these toxicities are and how they contribute to increasing oxidative stress.
Yeah, now this article was published in the main category of Alzheimer's and dementia. Of course, we're talking neurological degradation, Parkinson's, MS, muscular dystrophy, ALS. And, you know, we're talking in terms of cardiovascular disease and cancer, but relating as well the same causes contributing to neurodegeneration. Now, it says mitochondrial damage. That gets pretty egg-heady. From the standpoint of if we say heavy metal toxicity, people can sort of get that. But when they go mitochondrial damage, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, mitochondria is actually the energy building block within the cell. It would be the energy generation component, the engine of the cell. And the mitochondria is essentially the respiratory mechanism for a cell. And we know clearly, this has been proven in much of the didactic science already that's been published, that mitochondria is damaged by heavy metals, that there's a lot of degradation to the mitochondrial membranes and to the active metabolic processes within the mitochondria itself, which are very dependent upon trace elements, and the heavy metals displace those essential minerals that are necessary for the mitochondria to function. In fact, it's essential for the entire cell mechanisms to function, the entire metabolic processes to function. As you know, Robert, these minerals act as cofactors in the various enzymatic cascades. So when the heavy metals come in and they displace the essential minerals, these heavy metals now cause that oxidative stress within the mitochondria and within other areas of the cell. And that's where the entire cascade begins of the damage.
Right. So we bring it back into another category of controversy for those, let's say, cult-like zealots of vaccination. The damage to the mitochondria, the integrity of the cell, and the introduction of these foreign components, including heavy metals, within vaccination, resulting in what is called autism, and you have called it basically something else that people should hear.
Yeah, to me, there is no such thing as autism. Autism is nothing more than mercury toxicity and metals, other metals too, but mercury by far the greatest. Mercury toxicity on board a physiology that has a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete, and that's it.
Yeah, and we talk about inflammation as well to the cells, damage and inflammation to the cells impacting this, particularly the brain and nervous system. But we also can't overlook the damage to the gut, the integrity of the lining of the gut. And so it's a multifactorial issue. The assault is everywhere, but we see it manifest in each child and or each adult, any of these things, in different ways, because we have a bio-individuality. We need things that are in common to all of us, but how our strengths and weaknesses are unique. Therefore, we can look at all of these stats you referenced, 80% of death being in the industrialized world being cancer or heart disease, and recognize the same causes lead to either, and then we go to the neurodegenerative, same scenario.
Exactly. Now, one thing that's very important to recognize with autism, the cascade actually begins with the mercury, but the gut and the opportunistic infections and the various other anomalies that you see are actually a consequence of the damage as it rolls downhill. So The initial straw that broke the camel's back, perhaps you could put it that way,
yes,
is actually the mercury that causes this disruption. And it doesn't just cause a disruption within the brain. It causes the disruption throughout the entire system. And as you know, Robert, the gut is actually called the second brain oftentimes. Many of the neurotransmitters found in the brain are also found actually in the gastrointestinal system. So when you have this entire dysfunction occur, the dysfunction is starting with that first spark. And even though mercury may not be the fire that's causing the forest to burn down. It's certainly the spark that initiated the fire that's causing all the damage to begin. So whether you look at the gut, whether you look at the endocrine system, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, regardless of what system that you look at, it all starts with the damage to the various cell membranes, to the mitochondria, to the various structures within the cell as a result of this oxidative damage from the metals. And then it cascades. It's just like an avalanche. It begins at the top and it starts coming down, and as it comes down as a mountain, it takes more and more with it. It damages. The extent of damage exceeds as it continues coming downhill. And so that's the thing that we have to remember, that the initial cascade begins with the heavy metals. Why doesn't it affect everybody? Because not everybody has a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete. In other words, not everybody is a non-excreter. And so the ones that naturally do excrete, those people don't seem to have the problems as much. But you will still see the various stages. You see ADHD, ADD, and then you have the PDD, pervasive developmental delay. Then you have the autism and autism spectrum disorder, then autism and severe autism. This is all the same issue. It's just that various levels of non-excretor status is really what it comes down to, Robert.
Yeah.
So why does a person that's in their 70s get Alzheimer's and dementia and other people in their 70s don't? Well, the ones that are getting the Alzheimer's and the dementia are people that have impaired ability to detoxify. The only difference between autism and Alzheimer's is autism is acute during the developmental phase of the brain, whereas Alzheimer's is chronic exposure to mercury over a lifetime.
Well, and that's the bioaccumulation aspect. Let's see if somebody's falling anywhere in between the ability to excrete and not a, and total not a inability, I should say, or even that are partially impaired, or we talk about just general accumulation over a lifetime. And if people aren't aware of the strategies we would reference and bring out, and you've written about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, to minimize the chronic exposure, and then also to release the body of the burden that has built up over time. Case in point, why we brought up the whole TACT issue and the study associated with confirming the benefit of chelation.
You're absolutely right, Robert, because the mechanism of action of all pathology is oxidative stress. Whether you're looking at degenerative joint, diabetes, heart attacks, cancer, it's all oxidative stress. And really, the tools that are necessary and that should be utilized by the medical profession to reduce oxidative stress should be looking at the universality of the therapeutic approach and not a specific organ and function type approach that we seem to take in modern medicine. In other words, if we know that oxidative stress is the cause of all disease, then we should be reducing oxidative stress from all components. So that's one reason we have the 7 toxicities, that philosophy. The first one, heavy metals. Second one, persistent organic pollutants. Those are all the chemicals, the organophosphates, the fluorinated hydrocarbons, all the various insecticides and pesticides and preservatives that we're exposed to on a constant daily basis. The third one, what I refer to as the opportunistics. Those are the bacteria, the spirochetes, the mycoplasma, yeast, etc. Then we've got the fourth one, the energetics. The fifth one, emotional, psychological. The sixth one, the foods. Not the foods that we take into our bodies, but what we do to the foods. The pasteurization, the homogenization, the genetic modification, the irradiation of foods. And we don't know what the biological implications of doing all these things, manipulating the food in these ways. We have no idea what that does to our systems. And then the seventh one, the spiritual toxicity. All these 7 toxicities, which are detailed on the Facts on Toxicity website, which is totally free for everybody, Robert. That's one reason I wanted to make sure everybody understood that.
Yes.
The videos will explain how each one of these things contributes to the chronic disease pathology cascade. In other words, how does disease start? It starts with oxidative stress, and each one of these videos will give you a clear understanding of how that works.
By the way, again, I'm speaking as if I know we've got a lot of longtime listeners here, but I also want to welcome all the new listeners through GCN and our affiliates around the country. Dr. Batar has been doing this as a physician for a long time, and if you read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, you'll understand the motivation of his, what happened to his own son. We may have time to go into that briefly, but we're talking thousands, tens of thousands of children, I believe, have been treated with his methods and helped them recover from the damage caused by vaccine-induced, let's say, inflammation, these cascades that we've discussed, heavy metal introduction, mercury especially. So when we come back from this break, we'll actually, maybe if we elaborate further, if it's a quick review on the seven toxicities, but I'm encouraging everybody to check it out, factsontoxicity.com, free videos that you can actually watch and get really plugged into this like nowhere else in broadcast media. Thanks to Dr. Bitar. Here we go. Robert Scott Bell Show continues on here. Advanced Medicine Monday. If you ever miss a show, it's always available in the archives and also at medicalrewind.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just talking to a caller on the break, and he was saying, you know, before I heard your show, I thought, you know, you guys were witch doctors. Yes, the witch doctor of talk radio, Robert Scott Bell.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me...
You know, and then you realize and listens and listens, and you break the cycle of the mind control propaganda. Suddenly you go, oh my, 100,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year to something that I called legitimate? That's the witch doctoring.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Mike Adams and National News for pumping it out there around the world, along with now GCN, Genesis Communications. Dr. Bittar is here, Advanced Medicine Monday. Each week we kick off Monday this way. And Dr. Bittar, I referenced some numbers. It sounded pretty large. I don't want to be exaggerating, nor do I want to be cutting anything short, because you've helped so many over these years.
Well, actually, Robert, it depends which numbers you were referencing. In our own clinic, we've treated over 1,800 kids over the last 15 years or so. Worldwide, our protocol has been utilized by almost 2,000 doctors now, and over 30,000 kids at last count as of last summer have underwent either all of our protocol or some aspect of it. And so it all started in 2004 after I was invited to address the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness. And that was actually 5 years, 6 years after we'd already been doing this. So the numbers, you know, when you said thousands, tens of thousands, that's actually accurate. So I just thought I'd
beautiful
let you know that your numbers are right.
It's always good to be right. But Dr. Bittar will not hesitate to call me out when I get something wrong. So no worries. No, we have a good time together. And more often than not, we're right on the same page. And, you know, I love the fact that we can integrate this bit of information via broadcast media as well. And, of course, Advanced Medicine Mondays sometimes turn into Advanced Medicine Seminars, which have been around for a while now. And we don't have anything on the calendar yet, but you will be the first by listening to this show to know what's up and coming. And in the links to the notes, you will also see a way that you can actually request it to be done in your city. So there are other options for you as well.
Right. I thought I'd just point out, Robert, that we have been to Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Houston, San Francisco, Phoenix, and we just finished in Cancun as of yesterday.
Yes, very cool. And I tell you what, these things are growing in popularity, and we'd love to see, as we've talked about it on the air, multiple ones happening simultaneously. There are not enough Dr. Bittars to go around, but if we can teach these basic principles and see that people are grounded in them, they can apply them anywhere and at any time, and that is the ultimate vision here. As we say, bringing the power to heal back to the people, we really mean it.
And it really does make a difference, because when people start to realize that the power is really theirs, that they claim it, mm-hmm. and it makes them feel more empowered, and they go out and they actually make a change and they create that shift that's necessary in order to achieve the next level of health.
Yeah, and listen, going back, and when those of you are new, go listen to some of these archives. We often will take it into the realm of, you said, spirituality, and it's non-denominational in that way. We're talking about universal principles that apply to everybody, no matter your belief system. But we also talk about consciousness shifting. Today, we've covered two very important aspects of from the scientific realm. That there is the scientists, they cannot hold back the dam of what you call the truth based on the facts. That this is flowing through, even when some folks are fighting and saying, no, you can't do this. We can't allow this to happen. And, of course, by doing this, by utilizing these techniques, Dr. Bittar, we're actually opening up people to receive the information in ways that their bodies were too gummed up to get.
I totally agree with you. Robert, you mentioned earlier, you said that I don't have a problem calling you out when you say something wrong, so I got to call you out on something. You just said spirituality is non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
Spirituality, by definition, can't be denominational. That's religion.
Yeah.
Spirituality is universal.
Beautifully said. Of course, that's an important distinction. We know that words sometimes trigger reactions, and sometimes I will be maybe overly sensitive to utilizing these things to back people off on defensive positions before they get there so they can receive the information we're delivering.
All right, that's true. I understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. How can a talk radio guy be so sensitive? I don't know. So what other tools are coming your way? Dr. Bitar, we've been talking about the Ahead Map. The Ahead Map is something that people will be able to plug into online. We'll have special access codes as well that will allow people to tap into this and actually get, how do we say, get what they need without even having to see you.
Well, without having to see anybody, it's actually, again, the power to heal is theirs, and we're just giving them their innate right to be able to take care of themselves. It's information. It's informational based, and it's all based upon an accepted and proven scientific methodology utilized by big mainstream pharmaceutical companies, in fact, even, and it's all based on the SF36 patient outcome-based research model.
Very cool. So if you want the power to heal, and I know you do, that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends, tell everybody else, and keep them plugged in here at robertscottbell.com. Of course, pick up the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And remember, always, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.